they say that the person that you vote for president is the person that you find yourself most willing to go have a beer with. You know, that's what they said about George W. Bush. He seemed like the kind of guy that would go have a beer with.
How'd that turn out?
And I'll tell you what, Mr. Joe Exotic, I would have a beer with Joe Exotic.
At least he has a personality.
I saw the Joe Exotic's videos. I enjoyed them. He looks like the kind of guy that we need with Joe Exotic.
A man with passion for something.
Having a lot of issues with Skype, though.
And that is unfortunate.
It's a bummer. It's a bummer, for sure. But I'm willing to wait this out.
Okay.
So, Napier, I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
It's not like it hasn't happened, you know, twice tonight already.
Travis?
I'm not willing to wait anything out.
Travis, it's fine. Travis?
Sure?
Yes. Everything is fine.
Can we blame Microsoft?
Travis, it's fine. It's fine. Joe!
That's not a good sound.
Joe Exotic.
I can't see the screen, but I didn't like that sound that it made.
It didn't make a good sound, Napier. You're right. Made a bad sound. Live listeners, listen, guys. You didn't hear any of this. Because this will all be edited in post.
Yeah, just feel good that you got to peek behind the curtain of all these technical difficulties week after week after week. And
right.
Listen to the podcast, and it'd be like it never happened.
Right. You listen back later, and you say, oh, God, those guys pulled that off seamlessly. Did you hear all that that they did? They had two guests in one night. That was impressive what they did, those guys.
We are the most professional.
I don't even know what to tell you. But guys, our first guest
was John Fallon.
Our next guest is self-proclaimed Tiger King, owner of the Gerald Wayne Interactive Zoo in Oklahoma, and write-in candidate for president, Mr. Joe Exotic. Joe. Joe, buddy.
It only seems like every time Joe tries to talk is when it cuts out.
He has one of those microphones that shuts off when you talk into it.
That's like that kid from that movie, The Mystery Men, whose power was he could only go invisible when no one was looking.
Hey, he saved the day in the end.
He did save the day.
Joe, buddy, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Joe, I can hear you.
Hey!
Hey, let's do this from the phone instead of Skype.
I am perfectly fine with that, Joe. I'm just happy to talk to you, buddy.
All right, man.
You have the largest privately owned zoo in the United States. You have 214 tigers. Is that correct?
We do have.
What is your meat budget, Joe?
40,000 pounds a week.
40,000 pounds of meat a week?
A week.
Jesus. What meat is it? Is it like shit that nobody else wants, or you got the good stuff?
Oh, hell no. Yeah, this is good stuff. They eat better than me and you do.
Joe, how do you keep track of 214 tigers? Like, if you lost five, how would you even know?
Well, when you around them every day and you're cleaning and feeding cages, you pretty much know when one's missing.
So, like, you make the rounds in the morning and say hi to all of them, and if one isn't there, then you notice.
Every morning we have to make sure everybody's here before we open up to the public.
See, I don't have 214 friends, I don't think. And so, I mean, I don't think I could remember 214 different tigers. Like, do they all have their own? I assume they all have names. I mean, you don't just call them Tiger Number One.
Every one of them's got names. You know, when people ask me that every day, and it's really no different than a school teacher remembering 200 kids.
Oh, I guess that's true. Yeah, a school teacher would have a lot of kids. See, but the Tigers, they all look similar enough that I don't think that I would. I guess you do that for a living, though, so you would probably know.
When you're around them, they all have different faces, different composers.
Well, I mean, that really sums up my my Tiger questions, Joe. You, of course, are running for president.
Yes, sir.
Which is exciting. I saw some of the posts that you've made and some of your proposals and stuff. The one that intrigued me the most was anyone who is not a citizen of the United States gets charged $35 to enter the country. Like when they get off a plane, we charge them $35.
Correct. And then if they're here over 30 days, they pay $100 a month visiting tax. Let's just call it a visiting tax.
So there's just somebody sitting outside of a plane tarmac and they collect the 30. Where did you come up with the number $35?
Well, believe it or not, you know, a couple weeks ago, I went and visited Belize just to see kind of how their government works. And they do, when you get off the plane, you pay $37.50. And they collect it right there before you go through the immigration part, you know?
Like, can they break a 40?
You know, they'll take whatever you got, man. But you know, the most interesting part is if you're there more than 30 days, when you go to leave, if you haven't paid your $100 every 30 days, you don't leave. You go to jail.
It's not a bad idea, really, because, I mean, what do they charge to go to fucking Disney World? It's like $150 to go to Disney World. Why wouldn't it be $35 to come to the greatest country on earth?
You know, the best part about that is you have 42 million people here from other countries. Turn that into money and let's pay our health care.
Sure.
And let's reform Medicare to where it's the only insurance company we have. And then the CEOs of Aetna and other companies won't be making $66 million a year as a salary and mean you can't get insurance.
Joe, you got the yard signs and the bumper stickers and stuff? You got all that stuff?
Absolutely.
You passing them out? You selling them on your website or something? Where can people get yard signs and bumper stickers?
You know, for this whole campaign, I don't sell any of it. You know, like the rest of them do. It's people gave me money to buy this stuff, and we're mailing it out for free. So all they have to do is get on Joe Exotic Facebook, send me a private message, and we're still mailing them out by the hundreds.
The yard signs?
Yard signs, bumper stickers, magazines.
Napier, we got to get some of these yard signs, man.
It'll be the first one I have.
Oh, yeah. I've never put a yard sign in my yard, but I'm going to this time. Damn
my
it.
My God, yeah. We mail it out every day.
See, the two main candidates, Joe, they're not very liked. They have like a 65% disapproval rating. So you got yourself a real window there. I feel like if people would have got on the Joe Exotic train earlier... It's kind of late in the game.
You know, unfortunately, the Clinton News Network and nobody else will pick up a third-party candidate early in this election. And I've been running since November of the 11th of last year. And if it wasn't for John Oliver putting me on his show, people still wouldn't know who the hell I am. But, you know, we're going to give them a run for the money this time, and we're going to make them listen to some real solutions. And you bet your ass they're going to send me back in 4 years.
Well, what else do you got, Joe? Do you have other great ideas?
Well, you know, first thing, a couple of the major issues that I have is, you know, Congress in Washington basically, in my eyes, embezzled $2.7 trillion of Social Security. It wasn't theirs to invest, and they made bad investments. And if it was up to me, every one of them that voted or every one of them that agreed to use these elderly people's money without letting them know would either be facing embezzlement charges or every one of them would take a half or 50% pay cut in replacing that money to them. But, you know, Social Security's not going to be around by the time me and you get there. So I say replace Social Security. Let the people that paid it in get it, and let's just cut it off right now. And if you want to save your money your way for your golden years, that's your problem. If you blow it, that's your problem. And then we need to get people back to work. You know, and all anybody does is talk about creating jobs. Well, I don't know how many of them have been out here in the real workforce, but there's a help wanted sign in damn near every store and restaurant there is. Nobody wants to work because everybody's on free food stamps or on welfare. And it's time that we cut all of that free shit and put it back to the people that were really disabled, the people that are really handicapped and can't work, and everybody else go back to work. And I think, you know, I agree with legalizing marijuana nationwide.
Hey.
Drunk chimes in.
Hey, now, Colorado's making $100,000 a month in sales tax on it, and they're doing wonderful things with it, while Oklahoma is closing schools. And we cut our schools back to 4 days a week so they save electricity. So let's put it out there, and let's tax it, and let's put our teachers back to work, give them a good pay, give them, you know, give them the tools they need to teach kids, and put it back in our schools and our infrastructure in each state. But, you know, people that are on welfare right now basically work for me and you, because we are the taxpayers and we're the ones paying for that welfare. So anybody that's on welfare ought to have to do the same thing as community service to earn that welfare, you know?
You know, when I saw that, when I saw you saying that, Joe, you said that people on welfare that are actually physically able to work should do some kind of community service to work that off. I was thinking, how come we don't build neat shit anymore? Like, you know, we could have like pyramids or something, like make pyramids with people who are, you know, able to work.
Dude, we don't do anything.
We don't do anything. I mean, just give them something to do. They can make neat stuff that people would come visit.
All you hear Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton talking about is, you know, the poverty part of town, you know, Chicago and New York and all of these cities that have, you know, the poverty stricken areas. Well, let's get these community service people out there and clean up, paint and
oh, sure.
fix up and do something. You know, there's just so many good solutions. But unfortunately, politicians are the ones taking the money from the special interest groups and the big corporations and everything else. They can't think on our level.
Joe, is there a tiger in the background? What does that sound?
That is a hyena, believe it or not.
Travis.
Sounds like big, doesn't it?
Travis, Joe's got a hyena behind him right now.
I hear him.
I'm looking at two Jagoffs with McDonald's cups.
Joe's got hyenas
around him. He lives a different life than you and me.
I would be scared constantly.
What would be different than now, Napier?
Fair enough.
Yeah, but that's the way that we can fix our immigration problem. That's the way we can fix our health problem. We can fix Social Security. We can put people back to work that are able to work. And, you know, it's just we got to get politics out of people's lives. The one thing I don't agree with is, you know, everybody says the American dream, and here you are. You work your whole life, you can afford to go in business, and you have a business, and you aren't even allowed in this country to pick your clientele of what kind of people you want in your business, you know? City council people, make legal force people to smoke in your restaurant or smoke in your bar. You have no rights in this country whatsoever, and it's time that we give them back to us. You know, and then you got Governor Kasich over there in Ohio. He's one of the crookedest sons of bitches I've ever seen.
Kasich? You know, I guess you deal with him firsthand. See, I just saw him on the TV running for president, and he seemed like a friendly enough guy. He's not a good guy.
He might be friendly, but a whole lot of people out there don't realize what he's doing to the Ohio taxpayers right now. He's sending in SWAT teams.
Okay? You know who he kind of reminded me of? He reminded me of Beavis and Butthead's principal. You know, the guy, he's kind of shaky and, oh, Beavis and Butthead. You remember that guy, Napier, right?
Yep.
That's who he reminded me of.
He's sending SWAT teams right now to people's homes, removing their animals, and giving $6.5 million of taxpayer money to his buddies out of state to move them animals out of state. You know, and that's another one of my big old complaints is nonprofits in this country. We lose $56 billion a year to nonprofits in this country, just like Hillary Clinton found.
You mean like the PETA and stuff?
PETA, the Humane Society, churches, Joel Osteen, the whole nine yards, you know? And the only nonprofits we need in this country are life-saving hospitals. All the rest of them need to be abolished, and they all need to pay taxes on that money.
Mike, did you know that nonprofits, especially like religious groups too, not only are they tax exempt, but they are also eligible for like statewide grants and things?
Yeah.
So like they will take our tax money and give it to like churches and like, you know, just like church societies, but they are not forced to pay taxes on any of the money that they bring in.
There's so many churches. There's so many, and I think we just need to consolidate them all into one big church mall.
Who the hell needs a $10 million church to talk to God when you can just stand there? I've never understand that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you go look up at the sky like a satellite dish.
Hey, all you got to do is legalize that marijuana, and everybody can talk to God.
And we can put our teachers back to work.
That's right. I did see you brought up Oklahoma. I think that with the school system there, I think it was the first time I'd ever seen that a bunch of school districts went to like 4-day school days because they couldn't afford to have all 5 days of school.
Right. But, you know, they can afford to sue Colorado because people are driving from Oklahoma to Colorado to buy marijuana, but they're not smart enough to tax that shit.
Unbelievable. It's nice to hear somebody talk. You know, you look at the two main candidates, and all they do is talk about how one of them's no good, and the other one says that one's no good. And it's funny because there's, like, no message anymore when you get down to the nitty-gritty. Nobody has any plans. It's just this guy sucks or this gal sucks, and vote for me instead.
That does seem to be the common message is, hey, at least I'm better than this shithead.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to not hear about what these people will actually do if given given the president of the United States.
I mean, Joe's given us good ideas, which is more than I've heard in 3 full debates.
I completely agree. In the 10 minutes we've been talking to Joe, I've heard more talk of actual issues than, like you said, yeah, all 3 of the debates. Unbelievable.
You know, the sad part is, guys, in the United States of America, because of lobbyists and because of special interest groups, a dog has more rights and draws more attention than an elderly person locked in a nursing home.
Kind of screwed up.
Very screwed up. Very screwed up.
And I think that people will see you, Joe. I mean, you're a colorful character, and I think that people might dismiss you before they even really get to hear what you have to say. But I think you got good ideas, man.
Me too.
You know, I think over the next 4 years, because I'm not going to give this up, over the next 4 years, people that have already got to know me and people that have already read most of my ideas, and I get emails every day. I just posted one on Facebook that I got tonight. You know, a lady saw the John Oliver show. She called and ordered a bumper, and when she ripped the magazine in there, she sat down and actually read my platform, and she emailed me back and was like, wow, I'm blown away. This is actually what you want to do for our country, and nobody else wants to talk about it. So I think, guys, as long as I stay on this road, I think in 4 more years, you're going to see some national polls change a little bit.
Have you considered other office, like a governor or a House representative seat or something like that?
Well, you know, I kind of threw around a different plan here a couple weeks ago because our Congress, you know, person here in my district in Oklahoma is up for election November 8th, but it's only a 2-year term. So in 2 years, I could run against him and win and be a congressman for a year before I throw my hat back in the race to run as president.
Yeah, you get your foot in the door. You say, hey, I got some experience now.
Betcha. You betcha. So that kind of seems like the plan I'm going to go for is that in 2 years, in a year, I'll actually be able to run. So I'm going to run as a congressman in 2018, and then I'll run for president starting 2019 for the 2020 election. And I think I'll get a little more attention that way, but I'm probably going to have to end up changing parties because, you know, in America, it's against the law for an independent to debate a Republican or Democrat. So that's never going to work. So I'm going to have to jump into a different party when I go to run as Congress. So that way I have the same rights and the same playing field as the Republicans and the Democrats do.
So let's speak hypothetically. Let's say 4 years down the road, Joe Exotic wins the election and becomes our next president. Do you bring the Tigers to the White House?
You're damn straight. You know, I was, I was on a talk show 2 nights ago, and they asked the same question. And, you know, everybody else has a dog, a Shih Tzu, or a Lhasa.
Oh, sure. You're bringing 214 tigers.
Buddy. And we're going to build a zoo right there in the front of that big old yard, and we're going to open it up for free to the public, and we're going to start teaching people about the habitat in the wild where these animals need to live.
Joe, man, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you. We appreciate all that you're doing. Hey, guys, you message Joe Exotic, and you get yourself a yard sign, because we need to make America exotic again.
That's absolutely right, guys. Hey, I can't thank you enough for having me on, and look forward to talking to you in the future.
Yeah, Joe, let's do it again sometime, buddy. We really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Bye bye.
Good luck,
Travis.
Yeah,
I fucking love that guy.
We need to keep in contact with Joe Exotic.
That and you know what? You know what? I'm not bullshitting, Travis. The ideas that he said that make sense to me.
All good ideas.
Might be crazy, but I mean, guys making a lot of sense with that $35 getting off the plane.
We got to do something.
That's what they always say. See, everybody's always talking about the terrorists coming in, and we got to keep the terrorists out. But what about these jagoffs that are coming here and just hanging out for a year? Yeah, right. Charge them $100 a month.
Crashing with some gal they met at a tavern, some like college chick, and the mooching off her, and not doing anything around here.
We got Carla in the chat room. Carla's a Joe Exotic fan. God bless you, Carla.
Absolutely. I'm a fan of Joe Exotic. I really do. It is funny, like, how he has brought up more actual problems that we have in the country and some sort of solutions. Like you said, maybe a couple of them might be a little bit off kilter, but, I mean, nobody else is coming up with anything that is actually going to make any kind of change.
Look at the guy, I'd say Joe Exotic kind of looks like Diamond Dallas Page a little bit.
Mixed with like what? Like Billy Ray Cyrus?
He wears sequined shirts. He's a flashy dresser. People might look at Joe Exotic and they might say, oh, this guy, he's a kookadoodle. But not me, Travis. I'm on Team Joe Exotic.
Me too.
He's my guy. I'm writing his ass in.
What's it hurt?
I was for that Gary Johnson, but he's kind of wacky. He keeps doing weird stuff, Travis. I don't like him. I'm getting a Joe Exotic yard sign, putting it in my yard.
Is Johnson
Napier, next week when you come do the show, I'm going to have a damn Joe Exotic sign in my front yard.
Well, you should get two so I can take one with me.
There you go. Boom.
Mega three. Fuck.
You want one drunk? I'll put one in your yard?
I'll put one in my yard.
We're going to make this place exotic again. Dude's got 214 tigers drunk.
Hey, he's talking about legalizing weed, so I'm all for him.
Yep. Anybody that can live with 214 of those animals is braver than me.
And hyenas. Not just the tigers. There's also hyenas, and they're very close to him.
Travis, I'm just going to call Joe Exotic back next week.